A group of students at SUNY Oswego has spent the semester registering their peers to vote ahead of New York's registration deadline, which is today. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the registration drive is only part of a larger campaign classroom experience.
Outside of the Mac and Dining Center on the campus of SUNY Oswego, students file into a line while they wait to place an order. Student Mickey Pelkey guides some of them, like Quinia Little, through the absentee ballot form.
Okay, 7, you're going to check this box right there, and then your address, no, the second one.
Although student-led registration drives are ubiquitous on American college campuses, the teacher leading the Vote Oswego class, Allison Rank, says theirs is unique.
So my intention in running it as Vote Oswego, as opposed to sort of just picking up Rock the Vote and then having it be a regular elections class where also students have to volunteer a couple of hours registering voters, is that this is a real, from the ground up, you are running a campaign.
The students have had to work with a budget, plan attention-getting events to maximize their voter registration, and recruit a group of volunteers to help them with the effort. Student Angela Tylock is in charge of data analysis.
There's a lot that goes into the behind-the-scenes work of being able to run a campaign that I don't think I ever really understood until this class.
The class plans to help those with absentee ballots send them on time, and after the election, they will review their methods and performance. But Rank says the project is already a success. They have registered and ordered absentee ballots for 2,000 students, 700 more than SUNY Oswego accomplished in 2012. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.